Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey, at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, alternate route. On this Monday, as I am practicing data security, backup and security. Well, backup is included in security. I'm not gonna say thank God it's Monday, though I'm leaning in that direction. There must be something baked in to my routine. Obviously on the weekends, that I'm aware of or not aware of in regards to my weight and eating habits, calorie intake, etc., etc. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results. I'm gonna have to step up and make a major adjustment on my weekends. The weekends are killing me. And though they are enjoyable, I love and cherish them. I look forward to them. They're killing me. Well, they're not killing me, but you know, they're killing me as far as what I want to do. They're stopping me from doing what I want to do. And it could be that I'm just not busy enough. It could be the calorie intake definitely upticks on the weekend because I look forward to those meals. But it could be my activity and just general vibration that doesn't burn calories or utilize calories as I do during the week. Because either way you look at it, the weekend kills me. And also I was thinking that it could be that for a 62-year-old black man born and raised in Northeast Ohio that I'm doing pretty good. It could be that obesity and that the weight that I'm pushing and doing now could be considerably good for somebody 62 years old and black, raised in Ohio, on the Ohio diet, the Ohio thinking, because all cultures don't eat the same. Let me just say that. All cultures do not eat the same. Some cultures have much more healthier tendencies than others. If you go back to Ohio versus California, the fact that they don't even have a Trader Joe's back there or Whole Foods should let you know. And just you can just look around and see the percentage of people who are obese back there. The weight. I always say, in California, I'm a 5. In Youngstown, I'm a 9. It's a different lifestyle, different tendencies. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm not saying one is happier than the other. One is more fulfilled than the other. It's just a totally different thing. So it could be that me walking around at 62 years old, 6'1", waking up at 215, 216, 217 every morning, it's pretty good. That could be it. And I just want to do better. I've been better and I want to do better. I want to do like 20 pounds better. Hell, 17. 20, yeah, about 20 pounds. I want to do about 20 pounds better. And I had it down. And it was about this time where I put on 20 pounds last year. I went through a thing, put on a lot of weight. May have been the nicotine, may have been the season, I don't know. But Christmas is coming up. I kind of got through Thanksgiving, didn't do too much damage. So let's just put it this way. I woke up Saturday at 2:13. I woke up today at 2:17. I don't think I ate that much. I had a DiGiorno's pizza, probably ate like maybe 3 bags of Doritos, and not the little bags either. Not the big family size bags, but yeah, they were on sale. And I had 4 cookies, 4 chocolate chip, two chocolate chip cookies, 2 chocolate chip cookies, and 2 red velvet cookies, and 2 ice cream sandwiches, kind of the big kind, chocolate chip. And that's about it for the whole weekend. I got my 10,000 steps in. Barely. On a work day, I get about 16,000. On a weekday, on a weekend where I'm, you know, I just barely get my 10,000. Then I go horizontal. I'm relaxed today. Steelers play Saturday. So I also take a nap. Wonder how much that plays into it. You know how much I relax and I'm not active. Could be me sitting there working. I'm active, I'm burning calories, I'm burning juju or whatever. Metabolism going. And that might not show up in my step count. But there's something about the weekends I gotta get control of. I got to. Well, I don't got to. Well, I got to. And I can say I got to because I suggest there's something I want. And for me, I can say I got to get to where I want to be. That's where I can use I got to. Because there's a criteria behind it. I got to because I decided that this is something that I want. That's why I got to. There's no other reason for me to have to do that. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons, but that's the main one. You know, you want to live longer, you want to be happier. Blah, 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 whatever. Maybe happy. Even happier can be. Damn, that's a loud-ass bike. I mean, I be wanting people to alert me. They coming up behind me. But damn. He could, like, move way over. So we got to make an adjustment. We're going to have to make an adjustment come on the weekends to get to where I want to be. It's the weekends that seems to be the detriment, and I knew that all along. I've been knowing that for a long time. I just have to focus on it now. I work today. Then I got 2 weekends. It's 6 days. I'm off tomorrow, Christmas Eve. I'm off Christmas. There's going to be some eating on Christmas. No way around that. Hopefully I can act civilized tomorrow and get that day in and then just give myself leeway to do what I'm gonna do on Christmas Day. Then I'll work Thursday and Friday. And then another 2-day weekend. And then I get another day off next week for New Year's Day. And then another weekend. I'm almost like I'm dreading weekends. To a degree, I am. To a degree, I almost dread weekends. Because I know what's going to happen. It's like, I know what's going to happen. And I don't want it to go down that way. And when I think of the week, And when I think of the weekend, I say, ooh, the weekend's coming up Friday. Well, I can't wait. And the first thing I think about is what I'm going to eat and being lazy. That's my drive for the weekend. That's why I care about Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't really want to do nothing. And, you know, maybe watch a football game. Sit around. You know, I don't even think I delude myself saying I'm working on Jeffrey TV or anything. Come that Friday when I punch out, and I shut it down, and I go, and I sit in that chair and exhale. That's all I'm thinking about. I mean, let's be real. That's all I'm thinking about is just what I'm gonna eat and the least amount I could do. Get my remote, get my snacks, and I go at it. And it makes me happy. Makes me happy to think about it. Makes me happy to even fantasize about what I'm gonna do come the weekend. I get excited. What did I do Friday night? I think Friday was the day that I ate the big meal for breakfast. And then figured I'd, you know, burn it up during the day and then snack at night. The problem being, I didn't snack at night. I probably ate a little too much. And I guess the idea of eating a big meal at the beginning of the day would have worked had I not eaten a big meal after work. I turned that so you can see what's going on there. You got kind of an impressive encampment, if you can call it that. I had a little bit of too much lunch meat, cheese, and hot air popcorn and butter. Kind of pushed my weight up, but I was looking forward to it. I had a half a cup of unpopped popcorn, a half a cup of air pop popcorn, butter, a lemon pepper, and some salami, ham, and cheese. It's probably a little bit more than I should have, because I didn't like the weight that I hit that night. A bunch of it came off during the night because it was probably liquid. But still, the whole idea of eating a big meal in the day is that you don't eat a big meal at the end of the day, which I probably don't have the fortitude to do. So we're scrapping that. What I might do is have my breakfast like I usually do, and then maybe during the middle of the day, have a little bit more, just a little bit of broccoli and like cottage cheese or something like that, some fruit or something. Fruit, listen to me. I think there's gonna be fruit in my house. Now, I've had fruit before. Carrots or something, I've had that before. Bananas, I've had it. Celery, been there, done all that. And maybe if I do that during the middle, like in the middle of the day, have like a little snack or something. And then when it comes to me having my big meal, at the end of the day, I'm not so ravenous. I'm gonna do it like that. That big meal at the beginning of the day didn't work. I get off work, I'm hungry. And I go after it. But maybe I'm trying to accommodate myself too much. Maybe I need to just get the discipline, break it down, and do the hard work. Just maybe there's no way around it. You just gotta be some hard work that's gotta be put in. Because it's something I want to accomplish. And I'm probably doing it, like I said, I'm probably doing a good job. I'm probably doing okay. I'm probably, you know, pretty well off or whatever I am for my situation. But I want more and I want better. I want my size medium shirts to fit a little better. I want to wear my size 36 pants a little bit more comfortably. I'm gonna get back into them. And then maybe even go down to under 190. Imagine that. That's how greedy I am. Get down to 189 from 217. Another 28 pounds. That's what I'm talking about. That's how greedy I am. See, to get to 195, 22 pounds. I can get there. I see, I got it all mapped out. I'm here talking about it every day. I see the obstacles. I see what I got to deal with. I see what's ahead of me. I know what's coming. But the beauty about being human is we can still make these decisions that are logical and make no sense. It may even be to the detriment of our own selves. We are not ruled by instinct. So we can override instinct. And there's gonna be species that we meet in the far distant future, in the far future, in the distant future, who's gonna marvel at us because we are, if we still have the capacity to override our instinct and do things that aren't beneficial to us, knowingly do things that aren't beneficial to us. We still have the capability of killing ourselves. No other creature we know can kill itself. We have that. We can end our own lives. Consciousness, tree of knowledge, knowledge of self, et cetera, et cetera. Any way you want to look at it. If you want to tie it into biblical texts, sin. The ability to sin. We got it. Even though sin is defined by the Bible or a doctrine, sin is defined. It's not like sin is something that is natural. It comes with the universe. Sin was created and designed. To fit in a specific doctrine. Y'all hear that? They be out here. They be out here. Especially coming this way. Especially on this alternate route. I don't know if you heard all that. I can still hear it a little bit. How did I start talking about sin and doctrine? Oh, knowledge of self. Override instinct. Do things to ourselves that we know are detrimental. Eat things, consume things that we know go against our principles and morals. We can override all that. I'm looking at Costco. I gotta call Costco. I can't get into my account online. I want to make sure or check or verify if my membership is going to renew or not, or if I wanted to. They said it's set not to auto-renew. So we'll go from there. Can't get into my account. So here we are on a Monday. It's not a thank God it's Monday, but it probably should be. I probably should be saying thank God it's Monday, because the spiral may have continued. Put on more weight and more of this and more of that. 217.2. See, the thing is too, if I can lose 2.4 on this walk, which is probably not possible, so I don't think I'm, you know, doing that much, I'll be at 214 something, which is not bad for a Monday. Though I should again probably be lower for these days coming up. I just gotta fight it. I just gotta fight it. That's why I come on here and talk about it. I just gotta fight it. I just gotta fight it. I gotta keep fighting it. I gotta keep fighting it. And I will. I gotta keep fighting it. I will. Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Baltimore Ravens. No surprise there. But I'm thinking that if Pittsburgh wins the next two games, going into the playoffs, losing the last two games won't matter. If we can get healthy, get right, get things rolling, going to the playoffs with things rolling, that's more important. That'd be better than winning this game that we just lost against Baltimore to win the division. If we can win the division, quote unquote, the hard way, if we can win the division, quote unquote, the hard way, by being a better team going into the playoffs. That's more advantageous. I should start a separate podcast for that. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in the atom and this or in the universe that ever was, is or will be a totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.